On today's podcast, we're going to talk about The Power of Words Revealed Part 8, so let's get started. Welcome to the BlogWithJesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that subscribe button and tap the bell so you can be notified every time we upload a podcast. Now let's begin today's teaching with our foundational text for the series. In Genesis 1:3 it says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." And in Proverbs 18:21 it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." And let's begin today with Genesis chapter 11. The text reads, "The whole earth was of one language and of one speech. As they traveled east, they found a plain in the land of Sinar, and they lived there. They said to one another, 'Come, let's make bricks and burn them thoroughly.' They had brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, 'Come, let's build ourselves a city and a tower whose top reaches the sky, and let's make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the whole earth.' Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. Yahweh said, 'Behold, they are of one people and of one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing will be withheld from them which they intend to do. Come, let's go down and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech.' So Yahweh scattered them abroad from there on the surface of all the earth. They stopped building the city, therefore its name was called Babel, because there Yahweh confused the language of all the earth. From there Yahweh scattered them abroad on the surface of the earth." You know, there's so much in this text right here, but we're going to focus on four things. The first thing we want to focus on is that speaking in agreement with God's word has always been his plan. Point two is that, but man has always desired to do his own thing. And point number three is God stopped them from doing the things that they were speaking. You know, God won't always do that in your life, but in this case, he did. And point number four is that God's will for your words has always have been to be in agreement with his word first. So when we look at this text, we see that, you know, man was going to accomplish building a tower to the heavens because of the things they spoke. But since it wasn't God's will, he decided to confuse their speech. So what we want to do in our life, we want to speak things out of our mouth that are God's word and God's will, because then we'll have good success. When we saw in Mark chapter 11 that Jesus said you can have what you say, so we want to, again, speak words that are God's will so we can have good success. Now remember, please share this podcast with others. We want to take them on the same faith journey. Now, if you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer with me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welsh for BlogWithJesus.com. Remember to believe the word, speak the word, and manifest the promise. We'll see you on the next podcast. Blessings.